Lutherans welcome and love new hymns. Well, not exactly, but maybe we should. The problem is that we have so many great hymns that we already know and love, and that makes it very comfortable to sing the ones that we know and love, and very difficult for a new hymn to break in and find a place to. Nevertheless, a Reformation anniversary can be just the occasion to give it a try. 50 years ago, it was Martin Fransman's wonderful text, "O God, O Lord of Heaven and Earth," married to Jan Bender's innovative tune, "Wittenberg New." 100 years ago, it was a new tune by Fritz Reuter, wed to an old text by Nikolai Grundtvig, "God's Word is Our Great Heritage." A text, by the way, that Grundtvig had written a century before for the 300th anniversary of the Reformation, to the tune, "A Mighty Fortress." All of this is a long way of suggesting that there is a track record for Reformation anniversary hymns sticking. I pray that this will be the case for our next hymn. The text comes from a hymn contest that was sponsored last year by the Missouri Synod for this Reformation anniversary year. We received 232 hymn texts submitted by individuals from all over the world. These texts were then judged anonymously and independently by three judges, and none of us knew who the names of any of the hymn writers were, and least of all, the hymn writer that would win, until we got to the very end and had unanimously agreed that this text was the winner. We are honored to have this hymn writer with us this evening, Pastor Wilfred Karsten of Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Moline, Illinois. Pastor Karsten, would you please stand? There are so many wonderful things to point out about this text, but I will just draw one to your attention. Be sure to watch for the five Reformation solas, one per stanza. That is Christ alone, grace alone, faith alone, scripture alone, and then finally, to God alone be the glory. How we got the music to this hymn was another story. We felt that a new text like this definitely called for a new tune. But in the case of the music, we didn't want to throw it out there for another contest. And so we thought it would be best to find a hired gun. Concordia, Nebraska's beloved Dr. Jeffrey Blursch fit that bill perfectly. We wanted someone who would get it right. And that's exactly what he did. Thank you, Dr. Blursch. To God alone be the glory.